I really enjoy going on a journey. I like to travel because it means I get to make plans, and I love to make plans. Where are we going? You know, that's the first big decision. If you don't know where you're going, then nothing else really matters. What will we do when we get there? What are some good restaurants that we can try? How will we get around? You know, I especially like traveling by car because that adds an extra dimension to the planning. What route will we take? Where will we stop along the way? Right now, I'm in planning heaven because I have two trips coming up for work-related. And I also, planning is in full swing for my summer fishing trip. Super Bowl is the signal. Once the Super Bowl is over, it's time to start thinking about fishing. And so we have, this Saturday, we actually have our meeting to prepare and plan for our spring meeting. I'm also planning the Wildman spring break trip, so I'm searching for the best deals, making all the reservations, ironing out all the details. The season of Lent is a journey. It's a journey with Jesus as he travels to Jerusalem. You know, we've experienced Advent, waiting with anticipation for the Lord to come. We've celebrated Christmas, the Word made flesh who came and dwelt among us. We just concluded Epiphany, where Christ is revealed to the whole world. And now the time has come for Jesus to begin his journey to Jerusalem, where he's going to fulfill the mission that he was given by his heavenly Father. Luke gives us this signal. He signals for us in his gospel when this takes place. Chapter 9, when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. So throughout this season of Lent, we will be in Luke's gospel. And we're going to be in Luke's gospel from the point that Jesus determines to go to Jerusalem all the way to the point that he arrives there when he enters the holy city. And we're going to examine some of the stops that he makes along the way. I want to let you know, Trish has done another devotional for this season of Lent that covers those chapters in Luke. Looks like this. There are some available out in the foyer, and I encourage you, if you have not, get your hands on one and follow along as we go through this season. You know, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and Lent is an opportunity for us to travel with him. You know, will we join in? Are we up for it? And before we let our enthusiasm for a road trip, overtake us, we should first consider the most important question. Where are we going? Well, we're going to Jerusalem. And that's where we need to be careful. We need to be careful to have the correct end in mind, because if we get that wrong, everything else is likely to go wrong as well. Jesus is headed to Jerusalem. And what is going to happen there? He will enter the city with great joy, but will soon be consumed with anger when he sees that they have turned the temple of God into a marketplace. And his actions are going to create such a stir, so much so that the teachers of the law and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. He will share a Passover meal with his disciples, while one of them, Judas Iscariot, makes plans to betray him. He will pray that evening in a garden where he will be arrested. The next day he will be tried and the people will shout, "Crucify him." He will then be beaten and executed like a common criminal. You still want to go along? Jesus is on a journey that leads to his death. Are you ready to make those plans? And this is exactly where we have to be careful when we think about Lent and this journey that we are invited to take. Where are we going? What's our destination? Where does this journey end? If we don't know this answer, or we get it wrong, then everything else will be off. Everything else will fail to make sense. Let me just say that if this journey ends in death, then I don't think many people are going to sign up. I don't think many people are going to be excited about going along. In fact, I don't think Jesus would have been excited for the trip if he thought it ended in death. Now, to be sure, Jesus knew that there was a really significant stop along the way, a stop at Golgotha, the place of the skull where he was to be crucified. Jesus knew this without a doubt. This is what he taught his disciples. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed. But Jesus also knew that his journey to Jerusalem did not end there. Jesus didn't set his face to go to Jerusalem because he thought his trip ended in death. No, he went to Jerusalem because he believed his trip ended in life. New and resurrected life. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed. And on the third day, be raised to life. So this Lent, as we set our face to go to Jerusalem with Jesus, yes, we must go through the cross. We must stop there with him. But we must keep our final destination in mind. Our destination is not a cross, but an empty tomb. And Paul tells us that if we share in his death, we most certainly will share in his life. Jesus didn't go to Jerusalem because he thought his story ended there in death. Rather, he went to Jerusalem because he believed that his death would lead to resurrection. This is the same promise that he made to his first followers. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. That sounds a little bit like a death. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. Jesus taught his followers from the very beginning that only in dying do we rise to new and resurrected life. Death is not the final destination. Life is the final destination, but we have to go through death to get there. And this is crucial. It's very important that we keep this in mind in the season of Lent, this journey with Jesus to Jerusalem. If we think that death is the end, the final destination, then we're not going to have the necessary motivation to make the journey. You know, we're all called to Lenten, these Lenten journeys, you know, to face our mortality. We're called to self-examination and repentance, to fasting and self-denial, and those things all sound kind of like a death to ourselves, our desires, our wills, our agendas. And they are. But if we think that's all there is, that that's where the journey ends, then most of us are going to bail long before we get there. But that's not who we are. Christ followers are people who know, because of Jesus, we know the great irony of the kingdom, that death is not the end, but leads to resurrection. that humility is what leads to exaltation, that the lowest servant is the one who is made the greatest, that the last will be first, and that those who lose their lives for his sake will save them. On the journey of Lent, where we do these difficult things, where we face our sins, where we confess and repent, where we deny ourselves, we have to keep in mind that the end is life. We die these little deaths in Lent, not because we like death, but because in dying, we receive Christ's new and resurrected life. So as we make this hard journey, as it says in one of the communion prayers that we pray during the season of Lent, let's cleanse our hearts and prepare with joy for our Easter celebration, because that is where we are going.